We're coming out guns blazing. We're back in the studio, bitches. Guns blazing, fully loaded like a baked potato. The only baked potato I'll eat is a loaded baked potato. Cooked properly, not in foil. I don't want my baked potato cooked in foil. It's not an oven baked potato if you cook it in foil. It's steamed. Don't use the foil. Cover it in olive oil and coarse sea salt. Put it in the oven for an hour and a half at 325 degrees, 300 degrees. It doesn't really matter. You'll know when it's done and call it a day. But don't put it in foil. If I get one more baked potato in my life out of foil, it's not a baked potato. It's a steamed potato. Get your shit together. You don't need to use the foil. Back in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. Last week, we did the episode with Brett where she got her colon... She got her stolen car back. Sorry. She got her stolen car back. I'll give you an update later in the program. We'll get to that. We have a lot to talk about, guys. It feels like Biden's gotten COVID three or four times since we last talked 2 weeks ago. Donald Trump's residence in Florida has been raided. The Republic is in trouble. Play the music. There we go. I bet some of you sick bastards out there that listen to the show regularly thought it was going to be the Russian national anthem. You thought I was going to pledge allegiance to Vladimir Putin and Russia once again, but oh no, I'm not doing that. You're wrong. You thought you could take my country. I don't even know who I'm yelling at, but you thought you could take my country and cast it aside like an overcooked omelet at a roadside truck stop, but you were wrong. I don't know who I... This is what happens when you start doing a bit and you only have the beginning and you never finish it. All right, turn it off. If our friends at Pure Russian Rainwater hear that on this program. But yeah, since we last talked, Joe Biden has gotten COVID, I think, three times, possibly four. We've lost count. He's lost count. His doctors have lost count. Nobody knows how many times he's contracted that deadly disease. But that bitch would finish up with him. It would walk straight out the front door of his home, and then it would walk around the back and sneak in through the back window. As soon as he tested negative, that wait an hour and retest him, and he had it again. He would just get that shit over and over again. But he got his turn. I haven't had COVID yet. Joe Biden gets his turn. Shit, he got his turn three or four times. He got COVID. I can't even get COVID. I've previously told you that it's Hot Chef Summer. Hot Chef Summer, inspired by The Bear, now available on Hulu. Chefs across this nation, though, guys, they're getting ass at unprecedented rates. I've told you that in the past because of this The Bear show. Well, last night I made some chicken tenders. Chicken tendies, okay? And I spilled some flour on my sweatpants that I was wearing. And I thought to myself, when is it my summer? When do I get my turn? When do guys like me who barely bathe enough to qualify as regular, but don't cook for a living, when do we get a summer? When do I get my summer? When does a 6 foot average height guy like me who isn't covered in grease, when do I get my turn? When do I get COVID? I go out unprotected all the time now. Joe Biden, it was like throwing it in my face. He's like, yeah, I got it. Like he's bragging about it. He's like, yeah, I got it. He's like, yeah, test positive again. Throwing it in my face. Meanwhile, I sit here disease-free, and I'm not happy about it at all. Everybody else is getting COVID. Everybody else can blame the rest of their life on effects from COVID. Like, oh, I don't really like apples, you know, ever since COVID. And then they just get out of even trying the fucking apple pie. They can say, yo, I got COVID. I can't really run anymore. I can't run anymore since I got COVID, you know. I can't climb stairs. We have to take the elevator because I got COVID. Everything, and I could lie, but I feel like people would see through me. I feel like people would be like, did this motherfucker really get COVID? Or is he just lazy and doesn't want to take the stairs? But other people just get to say, damn, I had COVID. Long-term effects from COVID. I can no longer walk or move or eat any food that you're going to offer me. This is the way it's going to fucking go for the rest of my life, evidently. I'm just going to stay COVID-free, and it's never going to be my summer. I want to turn. Hot Chef Summer. God damn it. All right, guys. So last week we went undercover. Or I considered going undercover at the tow yard to get Brett's car back. This show became a true crime podcast and I became a real journalist. The type that asks sometimes difficult questions. Here's what I'm talking about. Listen to this.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
Sir, I have a question. In a situation like this, do you continue the parade route and wave to everyone? And are you prepared to throw a bag over the president's head and finish the parade?
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Mr. Astronaut, when you say mankind, do you mean everybody? Because I've noticed a lot of whites on that shuttle. See, I think I would have made a good reporter in the 1960s, guys. I think I really would have. Although somebody probably would have got angry at me, like, don't bring race to the moon. Race doesn't belong on the moon. Don't ask questions about if he really means one small step for everyone or not. Guys, we got to cover it. Rainwater everywhere on Earth, unsafe to drink due to forever chemicals a study has found. We have to cover it here on the program, and I have to disclose, I am bought. I'm bought and paid for by the water industry, obviously. If you've been listening to this program for any amount of time, you've heard the ads for pure Russian rainwater. But I'm just going to read just a small portion of the article for you guys, because I think it absolves pure Russian rainwater of any wrongdoing. Here we go. Now, I want to point this out because a lot of people have been sharing this story. A lot of people are not happy about this. In this article, it says, what risks do forever chemicals pose to our health? It says, the health risk of being exposed to these substances have been widely researched. Scientists say that they could be linked to fertility problems, increased risk of cancer, and developmental delays in children. But others say, notice this, it says, but others say that no cause and effect can be proven between these chemicals and poor health. Boom. That's all I needed to read. That absolves pure, even though they don't cite who they are. There's no one quoted. It doesn't say who, it just says others say that no cause and effect can be proven. Boom. Between these chemicals and poor health. Boom. Bombshell. Dropped right there. Pure Russian rainwater continues to be a sponsor on this program because they only collect the finest rainwater. Take it away. Friends, now more than ever, if it's got to be pure, it's got to be Russian. Pure Russian rainwater, still 98% pure. It's dropped in purity from 99 to 98. You can bet your ass it's still 98% pure. Let's give it a try. Oh, this one's sour. Pure Russian rainwater. Now more than ever, ladies and gentlemen, if it's got to be pure, it's got to be Russian, because according to this study, which, by the way, they didn't test the clouds over Russia, but they tested all the other clouds. According to this, all the other clouds are unfit to drink from. But here in Russia, ladies and gentlemen, here in Russia at Pure Russian Rainwater, the clouds are impervious from pollution because they come down to ground level. This is the difference, guys. This is the difference that they don't tell you about. In Russia, the clouds move in from the north, and when they're ready to be harvested, they come down to ground level, knee level almost. They're very, very low to the ground, and then they seed the water into pails. Small pails that have been sitting there. They've just been sitting there to gather the water. Pure Russian rainwater. It's an amazing, amazing, amazing product. Still 98% pure. 2% dust from the missile blast upwind. You know the deal by now. Pure Russian rainwater. Now more than ever, make sure it's Russian, or don't drink it. You know, if you would have told me a year ago that I'd be doing live reads, sometimes live improv reads for a company called Pure Russian Rainwater, based out of St. Petersburg, if you would have told me that a year ago, I would have called you crazy. But what I've learned in the past year is the decline can be really steep and really fast. And welcome, Welcome to the bottom. Family dinner, guys. Is it a thing of the past? The average person only spends 3 meals a week with loved ones. 3 meals. Not even 3 dinners. 3 meals. The average person spends 3 meals a week with loved ones, and God bless them, because I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in eating any of my meals with anyone that I care about. I just want to scarf it down alone, preferably in the dark. What I'm saying is, these people, it's pretty easy to know what's going on here. A lot of cheating. A lot of cheating. Unbelievable amounts of cheating. I've got another study. It's one that I funded, and it's just me. It's just me giving my opinion, and the study says that American men, on average, eat four meals a week with a prostitute. That's what my study says. That's what America's all about. It's about cheating on your wife and going. It's about going to some dark, seedy motel, getting some takeout Popeyes, making love. Eating first and then making love. Still greasy. You don't even wash your hands. That's what America is about to me. It's about seedy motels where you can pay by the hour and shack up with a prostitute and eat some Burger King. Family dinner, a thing of the past. You're damn right it's a thing of the past. It's been a thing of the past. Family dinner. Nobody's eaten a family dinner together since 1997. That's what I have to say. I haven't seen it done since 1997. If you eat in front of a television on the couch, that doesn't count as a family dinner. I'm talking about a table, guys. I'm talking about a proper table setup. Maybe a side salad. To me, a family dinner's got to have a side salad. Whether you want it or not, it's got to be offered. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a husband and their wife sitting next to each other for 20 minutes. The tapping of the forks on the plate. The tapping of the forks on the plate. The swilling of whatever they're drinking. The looks. The dirty looks across the table. If they're sitting next to each other, maybe one of them tries to stab the other one with a fork. I'm talking about an unhealthy relationship, but you still sit down at a table when you eat together. That's what happened in the 90s. That was my time, the 90s. A time when a lot of men and a lot of women were trying to hang on to their marriage by having a meal once in a while. Maybe not every night. But now, the study says we're down to 3 meals a week with loved ones. And dropping rapidly, mind you. This will be at zero by Christmas. By the time the holidays hit, there won't be a single family in this country. No, nay, in all of North America. There won't be, by the year 2023, no one will ever eat with anyone they love ever again. You're going to eat alone in your car. You're going to eat alone at work. You're going to eat alone at the strip club. You're damn right you're going to eat alone at the strip club. That's your future. If you're still having family meals by dinner, if you're still having family dinners by Christmas, that'll be out the window and you'll be eating alone at the strip club. That's what's coming up. The family dinner, a thing of the past. You're damn right it's the thing of the past. It's Hot Chef Summer. So guess what? Guess what your wife's probably doing right now? She's probably eating alone in a restaurant and also banging the chef. And I hate to break it to you like that, man, but somebody's got to tell you. When your wife's not home for dinner, you know, 14, 17, 21, 28 days in a row. When your wife doesn't come home for dinner for a solid month and she's eating down at the Applebee's, she's eating down at the Applebee's for dinner every night. It ain't for the food. It ain't for the microwaved entrees, men. It's because she's having sexual intercourse with the chef and you can't do anything about it because it's because it's Hot Chef Summer. God damn, Hot Chef Summer. It's fucking ruining everything. Okay, so Radio Shack's getting edgy on Twitter. I don't have time for these corporations with their cute Twitter accounts anymore. It was funny in 2016 for some people. Never for me. But it was cute and funny for some people in 2016. But not now, Radio Shack. Radio Shack pushes boundaries of what companies can post on social media. Let's just read one. Boss says, good morning. Me, thinking about the worst possible thing I could say on Twitter without getting fired. I'm trying to fucking concentrate here. Yeah, that's edgy, I guess. That's edgy. It's not good content. And you're just going to keep putting it out there. You're just going to keep polluting timelines until the end of time with a fucking cute ass fucking. The rumors that me and Elon Musk made out are completely false. That's what Radio Shack said. What do you do with that? 1,400 likes. Jesus fucking Christ. I can't do Twitter. I'm not on the platform. I have an account. I don't look at it. I can't do it. I don't want to do it. I'm not going to subject myself to it. Doctor who sexually abused patients kills himself in jail. That's the news. That's the news, ladies and gentlemen. Big round of applause for the news segment. All right, so let's do the update on Brett's stolen car. If you haven't listened to episode 56, you might want to listen to that first. Anyway, after we recorded that episode, Brett did go to the church in an attempt to recover the video footage of who stole her car when they took it there, when they left it there, before the towing company came. I didn't think that they would still have the tape because it's been over a month, but they did. Evidently, it wasn't clear who stole her car on the tape, but she could see someone clearly driving it to the church and leaving it there. I guess they left on foot. I didn't ask her that, but I'm assuming they didn't leave in another vehicle. So they did leave her car at the church, like the towing company said, which absolves them from her speculation that they actually just towed her car in the spot where she left it. It was, in fact, stolen. What I've found, though, is it appears the towing company needed to notify law enforcement of having jurisdiction prior to moving the vehicle if it is not obstructing traffic or otherwise causing a hazard. And it wasn't. It was left in the church parking lot. So it wasn't like, it wasn't even in the way, as I understand it. It was just parked in the parking lot, you know? It could have stayed there indefinitely in theory. So I believe that either law enforcement dropped the ball or the towing company dropped the ball there. I'm not sure of which, but if done correctly by the law, they should have notified law enforcement of having a jurisdiction prior to moving the vehicle if it is not obstructing traffic or otherwise causing a hazard. Also, they were charging her $40 a day for storage, and that evidently is not legal. I believe it says the maximum is $25 a day. However, a bill might have been passed since this, because this bill was introduced North Carolina House in 2009. They could have updated it since 2009 and raised the maximum amount allowed for storage a day. But as I'm seeing it, it's $25 a day. So $40 a day would be illegal. Again, if I'm reading this correctly, and it would also, according to the law, it also appears that they should have notified law enforcement before towing or basically as they were towing the vehicle. I guess to sum it all up, because there's a story I want to move on to, guys, about Lindsey Graham. He says same-sex marriage should be left to the states' rights, but pivots from the question on interracial marriage. We want to get to that. I want to talk about that Lindsey Graham story. But to give you guys one final big thought, really insightful thought, because I really want to sum this entire thing up, guys, and do I hear hooves? Yes, they are. The abortion caravan is rolled back into town, guys. It's another group of young ladies seeking abortions. Some people actually think that these are time travelers from the early 1800s. Back in a time almost prehistoric to us, you know. A time when abortions were hard to come by. Some people think these are time travelers from 1800 seeking abortions, but actually they're from 2000. They're from now, guys. They're from 2022. a time when it's also hard to get a legal abortion. It's almost like we went back in time. It's almost like I'm telling you the entire point of this bit, the underlying part of it. But let's talk to some of these ladies. Ladies, are you in town for the abortions?
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to getting a safe legal procedure?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Lindsey Graham says, I can't get an abortion there, but he says I can't have same-sex marriage, so if I want to marry another young girl, I can do that.
Yes, but what about the interracial?
He says I can't do the interracial marriage thing, though, so I've got to make sure that the girl is the same color as me, and that'll also, we can also avoid the whole abortion thing again, because I can't get pregnant if I just have lesbian sex.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Jesus Christ, we're out of music. We ran out of music. That's the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, play the theme. We ran out of hooves and we ran out of Oregon Trail music there at the end. I want to thank you guys for listening. I'll see you back here next Tuesday. Bye. I lied to you guys. I never wanted to do that Lindsey Graham story. I was just trying to. I was just trying to help the abortion caravan bit along a little bit. RT, Russia Today, the Russian propaganda TV station. I'm calling you guys out right now. I'm a journalist now, and I've been promoting Pure Russian Rainwater for 6 months, and I need a job there. I think I deserve a job there. I put in the time, I put in the work, I put in the effort. I've shilled Russian rainwater like you couldn't even believe, and it doesn't even exist. It's not even real! If I can move product of a product that doesn't exist, think of what I can do for the right arm, for the propaganda arm of Vladimir Putin. I'm moving to Russia, and I'm going to apply for a position in RT. You guys have a good week. We'll do this again next Tuesday. Share the show. Share the show with someone you don't love. Share the show with whoever you're eating dinner with tonight that's not special to you.
There are children here. It's 3 a.m. You show me the children and I'll put a shirt on.